When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? And welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am the Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. And you're here. Congratulations to you. You hit play, you hit download, and you brought us with you. And that is the first step is just downloading and hitting play. The right. Second step is investing all of your time and your efforts and your
money.
Life force into us and money into mm-hmm. us. It is the beginning of the month.
We're actually starting a cult. I've been watching a lot of shows about cults, by the way.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I've watched it. I'll bet you I've superseded 100%. All of your cult watching. Yeah, because yeah. I'm like obsessed about that, but you're like catching like up into it. Oh, there's some
I don't like cults. They creep me out, but there was, I was just looking for something to watch in the background on HBO, which is now, it was HBO Go, it's HBO Max, and now it's Max, and tomorrow it's going to be X, and then it's going to be just X.
It's now Max. Yeah, that's a fine.
You're getting it's the HBO police.
Every single 2 years, we need a new name for this app or whatever.
By the way, is there anything dumber than having one of the most long-standing trusted brands of cable television and being like, you know what part we should get rid of? Let's get rid of the one that everyone knows and let's call it
HBO.
The dumbest. Just non sequitur word that people name their dogs. Let's call it Max. I had a dog named Max. I will not run. And like, let's go.
Max Scherzer is a, you know, player in the bigs. So,
okay. Okay. Oh, that's what they did. Big Mets fan at HBO. They're like, let's call it to get rid of the HBO side is crazy.
It's stupid. I really think it's dumb. But anyway, it's from a couple years ago. I think they made it like during the pandy or maybe right before the pandy. But it's like two seasons. Each episode covers a different cult.
Oh yeah,
and
the best. And they did. Did you ever see the one
and Yahweh and all the weird?
Yeah, it's funny because I've heard Heaven's him talk Gate. About it, but I watched it way before there was any connection. But Joe Rogan had bought a place in L.A. that was owned by a cult, and then he had to get rid of it. And I had watched the documentary on this cult, and it was this guy who was like an actor in some movies, and then he ended up, you know, doing exactly what cult people do. He gets all the people in. I have to F everybody, and then like he's still around, and he was controlled. It's like crazy. I'm forgetting the name of it, but
it's called Scientology.
I don't know what it is, but I'm very obsessed with cults. But yes, we're starting our own cult. That's what Bogman's saying. So if you would like to join our cult, inthisleague.com, the Patreon. It's the beginning of the month. It's the best time to sign up. And guess what? You get to keep all of your things and your people, and we're not going to try to control any of that. All you're going to do is send us a couple bucks, and we're going to give you more stuff. So it's more of a service than a cult. Inthisleague.com. Go and sign up and get access. Updated prospect ranks, dynasty ranks are coming within the next week. You can get in the GroupMe rooms. You can hang out with us. You can talk Colts with Bogman if you would like. And you can talk whatever with all of us. You get the entire community and access to us. Come and sign up at inthisleague.com on the Patreon. beginning of the month. Support your boys. Support your boys. Otherwise, you know, the cult goes away. If we don't have your, if you don't tithe, then we will go away, Bogman. I saw what you posted in the thing. Listen, if you sign up with us, you do not have to send pictures of your wives to us. We will not ask you for that. We will not ask you to do that. Nothing. You get to keep
it. I mean, I'll take a look if you want to send them to me. It's fine.
All right.
But I'm just saying, you know.
What a transition to this. By the way, Frank Stample's on the show today. Thank you, Stamps, is joining us. We're doing something a little bit
for
different
for some
today.
Reason. Right.
Yeah, for some inconspicuous reason. We are going to be doing a two-round remock for the rest of the season. That's what we're going to be doing. It's a perfect thing to do, especially because I have been the last 24 hours at the Great Wolf Lodge, and I could not, I guess I mentioned this with Frank, but like I parked, walked immediately up to the Welsh Manor studio and immediately started doing shows. I could not be more exhausted from a full 24 hours of water and weird people.
That is alcohol. What the cult needs. As soon as you're done with family, back to business, Welsh. Let's go.
That's exactly right. Oh, you know what? Family doesn't come first. You guys come first. You're our family. It's like Fast and Furious. The only thing that's important, family. It's a family. You guys are our family. It's our family. But one of our family members, Frank Stample, is on the show. We're going to do a redraft, and that's going to be a big crux of the show today. So it's a perfect thing coming off of all of the craziness. And I know it's probably everyone's weirded out because we didn't do a show at the beginning of the week because it was Memorial Day. And then we're a day late because I was at the Great Wolf spending every dollar I have for my children because I do love them.
If you're upset about the beginning of the week, we understand. But like nobody listens to those holiday shows. Like our listenership just drops down to maybe a quarter. On those holidays, because everybody's doing stuff. They got a day off. They're not driving to work, listening to podcasts and stuff. So, yeah, we just lose that on a lot. So skip that one. But everyone's like, this one's a day late. Everyone's like, what? Where's my show? I need it now.
I'm happy to hear that. I like to hear that. I want you guys to be upset about that. I want you to harness that anger.
Harness your anger.
This is the meditative cult thing. So
you will harness your anger. Breathe deeply. Open your wallet and give.
But Frank is going to be on probably, unfortunately, now that he's connected to this episode. He's not feeling that. This episode is also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Come on, the cult loving of fantasy games out there where you guys can play daily drafts like we are doing today. That's what we should have done. If we were super smart, we would have done this on Underdog and done a rest of the season. Like we could have done a daily draft. Oh, that would have been so much fun. I actually think they've got a new rest of season, like best ball, like a redraft best ball going on. You can do daily drafts with us and your friends, and you can do the pick'em contest, which is the best. Promo code ITL. Use that promo code ITL when you sign up, deposit, you will get a match up to 100% of $100. So that's free money for you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come play against us. You guys can make some cash. Go and sign up. It's available in so many great places. And we have got a GroupMe room that anybody can join. You don't even have to be a part of people.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour. time.
Space out.
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
And you guys can play along. You guys can check it out and people can share it. So come on in and join. Promo code ITL Underdog Fantasy. Download the app. ITL is your promo code. Do it today. Please do it. All right, let's talk about some stuff and things. We're going to burn through some news because it's actually a little bit longer with Frank. And ooh, here's a tease.
See that? Breaking news. Do you see the breaking news? No. First thing I put right here.
What's breaking news? Where? I don't see anything.
On the sheet?
Oh, no, I'm not looking at the sheet.
Jordan Walker is getting called back up.
Wow. Jordan. Okay, that's even bigger. Jordan, is that official? Just happened?
Fox Sports just tweeted it. So.
Whoa, it's not breaking. And everybody else is like, hey, idiots, it's already out. So, yeah, breaking news to us. All right, so Jordan Walker's
30 minutes ago.
Back.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they were like, listen, we're hands up. Oscar Mercado is actually not the future of our team. We thought he was going to be the next big thing. We needed to give him a shot. We needed to really see what we got out of Oscar Mercado. It was really, really important. But okay, we're going to get Jordan Walker back. Okay, good. Jordan Walker is back. Let's take a look at what his numbies looked like when he was down there, because I know there was some early struggles. He did put up a couple big hard hit homers. And I know the team is dealing with...
I don't even think his offensive numbers really matter because he wasn't sent down because of the offense. Like, he was clearly sent down because he was inept in the outfield. He was bad, and they were losing games too. So it's like, if they were winning games, if they were the Rays, and he was out there tripping over balls and everything like that, who cares? We're still winning. But they were losing, and he couldn't field at all. It's like every run counts, so we just couldn't have him on the team. So
yeah, I think the defense was the number one, but there was also a little bit. This is funny. Our boy Frank literally just texted me that. Frank just texted me that. But I don't think his offense wasn't holding him high enough to justify the bad defense.
Right.
So there was a little portion of offense in it. The defense was bad. He got sent down. It wasn't great offensively. He only hit 239 when he was down, though he kept his strikeout rate down, and he walked almost 12% of the time, which is the second highest in his career, after walking less than 4% of the time in the majors. But to your point, probably not all the things that matter. So I'm taking a look here. They haven't made the move on roster resource, but this is what the roster resource currently has. Left field, Brendan Donovan. Right field, Alec Burleson. Center field, Lars Nootbaar. DH, Nolan Gorman. Ain't nothing going on with Nootbaar or Gorman. So if they're bringing him up, this is going to be most likely, I'm guessing, at the expense of Alec Burleson, maybe. They already had three lefties in the lineup. I think it didn't. Isn't Tommy Edman ditching? I think he's hitting righty now. I think he's kind of ditched switch hitting. But it's probably going to, I guess, kick Oscar Mercado out, and then Burleson could become a left-handed bat off the bench, or they'll probably platoon in some fashion. But okay, so here's the
question. I haven't seen the corresponding roster move yet. So
I'm going to guess it's Mercado. Mercado, I can't believe he's even here. Like, they're not going to send down Juan Yepez, most likely, because that's kind of your corner infield lock. But they've got no left-handed bat off the bench. So bringing Jordan Walker up for Mercado just gives them a little bit more flexibility. Obviously, I think if you're bringing him back up, he's got to be back in the lineup every day. So here's the question. Everyone's like, you know, do the move. Like, don't go drop Josh Lowe, but go do the move. Pick up Jordan Walker. Offensively, he was doing okay. Hopefully, there's a bigger boost of confidence defensively. I assume that if they're going to bring him up, he's here to stay. And I also, gut feeling, I just don't know if Tyler O'Neill plays more than a handful of games for this team whenever he comes back.
Yeah,
he's going to get traded.
Yeah, and they even said, Marmol said, we're at a standstill in his recovery because they're like, well, we've done everything we can, but his back just isn't right yet. Like, so
his back might be like, oh man, you know, it's so crazy. My back just really hurts while you're managing. And he might be one of those. Like, I just can't seem to get this thing to fix my back while you're managing.
It, you know, if I was in San Diego, I think my back would feel way better than this, you know?
Exactly. So. Yeah. I feel like Tampa Bay would fix this. If it fixes this little back here.
Look, so it hurts in St. Louis and nowhere else. That's weird. I could literally go anywhere and it'd be
the
better.
Only reason I'm bringing it up is because it like, could Walker be turnstile? You know, if Tyler O'Neill were to come back, could they send it back down? Yeah, maybe. I feel like
he'd have to be pretty bad.
I feel like this is the point where it's a commitment. Yeah. Like this is the commitment. Like he's up. Mm-hmm. You got a left-handed bat in Lars Nootbaar. You've got two other. You actually, the entire outfield, it's like the Diamondbacks, is a bunch of left-handed bats there that you can get Brendan Donovan or Burleson. They've both kind of come back down to earth, but they can't take anything away from him. And I think one of them would be a good bench outfielder. And then you do have some decisions to make as far. I mean, Donovan was like a gold glove second baseman, so they could play around like Paul DeJong. That's the other thing. Paul DeJong has like established himself as a shortstop. But if they want, Donovan can go back to second. Edmund can go back to short. And then Burleson can just be the guy off the bench. I'm trying to make cases that I don't think Jordan Walker's going anywhere. So as long as it's not some crazy awesome bat, I don't want to let go of Jordan Walker, but your expectations should be a little bit, I don't know, like
tempered.
That's exactly what I was looking for. It's tempered. Like, I don't think he's going to get back into being, he's not going to do what Corbin Carroll's doing. He's not going to be like rookie of the year or anything like that, but this is great news, especially for, I've seen multiple people just kind of like, well, drafted Jordan Walker. They're like, whoa, Jordan Walker. I drafted him so high and he's not working. Like now you can like wipe your tears and you can maybe get him back in the lineup if you were holding on to him. You're like, oh, Jordan Walker. Can you believe someone suggested Jordan Walker to me? That's how they sound.
Probably some same back. Loser that would suggest Brandon Pfaadt, idiots.
Yeah.
God.
I am too tired to put up with that. I'm too tired of it. Yo, you know what would be a really good one? I mean, it's not actually a good one, but I could see this question coming. Would you drop Chris Morel for Jordan Walker? No, I don't think I would. Would you?
I think I would.
Oh, I don't know.
I know it's blasphemy, but like they're DHing him and they benched him a couple days. Like he has no defense. It's the same issue as Jordan Walker, right? Like, he has no defense. And we also have seen him go, you know, be a very, very streaky guy. I don't think I would do. I think I want Walker. We're talking rest of the season right now. Walker versus Morel. Give me Walker.
Ooh, it's a good one.
It's a good player to make.
Not going to do a poll. I'm not going to do a poll. God,
can you imagine?
Probably going to bring it up on CBS tonight. We'll see what.
Yeah, yeah. Do that. Ask Frank that one too. That's going.
Yeah, well, me and Frank will talk about that. You guys, intertwining episodes are going on. Maybe you listen to it. But Jordan Walker might be really good if you lost like a Riley Green, who I'm just so disappointed. Left fibula stress fracture, by the way, going to miss serious time. He one of the best players in May, and it's gone. I'm so bummed about that. But that might be one of those good alternatives you can have. I just don't know how many like. How often was like Walker on the wire? Did people make the cut? I know I did get questions about rest of season.
I'll look it up on Yahoo.
I'm going to guess 57% Jordan Walker.
41. Yeah, Captain was closer. He said 43. But 41. Yeah, 41 for Walker as of right
now. That's probably 55 on CBS, something like that.
Yeah, I would
guess. Is Captain have an issue with me? Everything I say,
Captain's God. He's like, your numbers are so off, Welsh. It's 66%.
Did Captain draft Brandon Pfaadt?
No, he's celebrating a walk-off win for the D-backs.
He is. Corbin Carroll. It's something special. Like I actually have multiple Corbin Carroll tweets at me right now.
By the way, Captain's actually related to D-Baxter. So
be very interesting where Corbin Carroll goes in this upcoming draft. If so, in the first two rounds, everyone will have to pay attention. Is he a top two round player? You guys are going to find out. Let's burn through some news and notes. The Jordan Walker stuff is very fun and exciting. I think the main answer is like, yeah, go speculate. Chris Morel might be the line, but
sure. Other
things you can cut and you should try to get him in there. Cause my assumption with a prospect like this, you bring him back because it's time and we're ready and you're not going to screw it up. It's Marmol and the Cardinals, so nothing is guaranteed. But my assumption would be kind of like full throttle go. Liam Hendricks activated back. Velo is down a little bit, but yeah, he's pumping 96. Looked pretty good. It's good to see him back. Cedric Mullins went on the IL with a right groin strain. Those never heal quickly. So I don't know how positive that's going to be anytime soon. And very important part. And I'm infuriated. I think we did this on Fantasy Pros, but it's like they went and signed Aaron Hicks, and they have Colton Cowser.
Who, by the way, he already got hurt.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Aaron Hicks, our guy, he cramped up in his first game. So,
but check this out. I did see this earlier today. Everyone's got to forgive me. You know, I'm at this hotel place, like,
how
as much baseball as I
dare
can
you.
But I did see a thing that Colton Cowser was not in the lineup in today, and he like walked off.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
But there was no official word. Colton Cowser is one of those guys I would be revving up to pick up. 331 batting average in AAA, 7 homers, 5 stolen bases, 43 runs. And he's got a almost 20% walk rate with a 22% K rate. I love him. 3.45 slash. Colton Cowser, that's a guy I want to see if you're going to have the extended time of Mullins being out. Not Aaron Hicks. Not signing stupid Aaron Hicks. Get me Jordan Westberg to play in the infield. Get me Colton Cowser. Go preemptively pick them up. And maybe actually by the time you're listening to this, there was an announcement and Colton Cowser came up and I'm just a genius. If not, go pick him up and, reap the benefits later. Eduardo Rodriguez, of course, is going to miss significant time now with a ruptured pulley. A ruptured pulley. It's my favorite injury on the planet, Bogman. Bogman's had a couple ruptured pulleys since I've known him, but, the recovery was sound. But a ruptured pulley tendon. That was why you got the ruptured pulley.
But. Yeah, that's true. It's in his finger. I guess Adam Wainwright had a similar injury in 2008, and he missed 10 weeks. Yeah. So... that's kind of the line. It's going to be, looks like it's at least 2 months for Eduardo.
That's going to kill
terrible. He's having a great year.
It's also going to kill the trade stuff. That was a big thing. I was so excited as I thought he would be a prime guy to trade to a contender and all the benefits and blah, blah, blah. And it's awful. Juan Franco is nursing some shoulder soreness. That's not good after sliding home. So get well quickly. You mentioned that Chris Morel sat because of liability on defense. Just make him your DH.
He's one for his last 19, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's coming down, but still make him your DH. He's here to hit the ball.
That's what he is. Like he's a DH and that's it. That's the only spot they have for him.
No.
And they benched him the last couple or I think 2 games this week already. And he's won for his last 19. He's just streaky. He's still a very, very good player, but he's going to pile up these homers like we saw, and then he's going to go 0-for for a while. This is just what happens.
0-for
his last 12, one of his last 19.
Figure it out. And the most shocking, I'm telling you, we've had lots of different like shocking things that have happened. The Mason Miller one was super shocking. This one is as if not more. The Braves called up AJ Smith Shaver. And if everyone knows, I've talked about him like offhandedly a couple times and what a great season he was having. He wasn't really like this huge name, big power fastball, curveball slider type of guy. I think it's the slider fastball plus pitches. Watch him. I haven't watched tons and tons of him, but watched enough to be like, oh, there's definitely something here. He went from high A to double A to triple A to now called up at the majors, which is crazy, except it's going to be in the bullpen. So temper your expectations of what he's going to like provide you for this year. He's only 20 years old. He's going to play the whole year at 20 years old. Maybe there's a spot start, but it looks like the help is going to come out of the pen. I think they feel that he can help now, which is awesome. But this might be like the, like the Garrett Crochet, Chris Sale type of things. There's no crazy fantasy value outside of, your guys' leagues where you can keep and then and hold in some capacity. Like, I would want him for next year because he's going to get a shot at the rotation. It's just it's a crazy move that they made for him. Rizzo, last three games, neck strain, not good. Dodgers, Gavin Stone, done because he stinks. It's all Bobby Miller. Bad. My boy Royce Lewis, it's kind of like older news here, but you know, made a season debut. He's looked pretty decent. I made a trade video on Fantasy Pros about him. Like, I'm in it, even though he didn't play yesterday. I'm all about Royce Lewis right now. And I
mean, him and Polanco and Kepler all off the IL, for the Twins. So,
and they got rid of Julian
a little better.
Julian got sent down for Polanco. I think it's Donaldson. Is it the Donaldson thing or no? Donaldson's a Yankee. I don't remember what the triple. I thought there was something issue with the Twins at third base because it looks like Royce is going to get like the gig. But I thought there was some competition there that he's dealing with. Is my brain?
Was it Kirilloff who got sent down? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Edward Julian got sent down. Let me look at the depth chart here because
Kirilloff's still up there.
He's still. But I'm talking about third base. Solano,
Castro.
Yeah, they've got Royce as the guy, and Willie Castro would probably Kyle Farmer, I guess, that's what I'm thinking of. Kyle Farmer was the guy that was just kind of sitting around for it. But like, Royce is going to have this gig. He's going to have the gig. He's already hitting like 5 and 6. I'm very much into Royce. He's a buy all across the board. I make arguments to trade for him right now because I don't think his value has fully gotten to where it needs to be. Luke Voit out with the Brewers. Cody Bellinger back to some baseball activities. Jose Abreu finally hit a homer and the world's cheered. And Giancarlo Stanton is rejoining on Friday with the Yankees. So he's finally back off of what is one of 400,000 injuries that he's had in his career. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, lots and lots of injuries. A couple other ones. Arise was removed from Thursday's game. We still don't know what that was, but he was removed. I think he hit a walk-off for the Marlins the night before. So not a bomb, but a walk-off hit. Alec Bohm was placed on the IL with a hamstring strain. Mm. Fairbanks back to the IL with hip inflammation after the forearm strain. We talked about O'Neill. Justin Steele was the big one. Left Wednesday start and is going to have an MRI on his forearm. Welsh.
That should have happened today. Did we not get news about that?
And we didn't hear. I mean, no news. And I don't know. Sometimes no news is good news, but I can't imagine that a forearm strain and no news is good news.
Like no news probably might not be good news. Yeah, that no news sometimes means second opinion news, and that's the worst kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably going to be looking at a long run on the IL. Moncada is still being bothered by the back injury that he was on the IL for earlier this season. They haven't put him back on there, but he is trying to work through it. Lance McCullers was shut down in his throwing program because of soreness. Stop me if you've heard that one before. Harrison Bader, oh, what a surprise. He's back on the IL. The hamstring strain. Jesse Winker went on the IL with the neck strain, and Lars Nootbaar was removed Monday with back spasms, didn't play Tuesday, and they were off Wednesday and today.
Which is part of the Walker stuff too.
Yeah, that could be. And but it's weird that he got 2 days off in the Cardinals had 2 days off in a row.
That is weird. How often does that happen?
I don't remember seeing it very often at all, if ever, unless it's
like an NBA playoff series. That's like 2 days off. It is kind of weird.
Out of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. All right. Those are some news and notes, some things going around the Jordan. I'm glad the Jordan Walker stuff happened here. Oh, another one. Tristan McKenzie is going to be making his season debut on Sunday.
Ooh, let's go. Finally, I have so many shares.
Yeah,
I have all those early draft shares where we took him before he was hurt. And now I finally get to use him. So let's go.
One thing also that's a positive, it's a negative positive, but it looks like Cal Quantrill, their things got figured out for them. Cal Quantrill has got an issue in going on the IL. So that's going to kind of fix whatever everyone knows, like Logan Allen and Bybee, maybe chopping block type of stuff. It doesn't look like we're going to have that. And we might not have ever had that, by the way. This could be phantomy too, but there might be, I think it was inflammation for Cal Quantrill, but McKenzie will come back. So you still have, Savali Bieber, and you're going to be set with Bybee and Logan Allen. They can keep rocking. They've been pretty awesome.
Just real quick before we move on, Ken Rosenthal, and I can't listen to it because he's doing it right now on Fox Sports. But here's a tweet. It says, after Edwin Diaz tore his right patellar tendon during the World Baseball Classic, the Mets prepared for a potential full season without him. Rosenthal looks at the possibility of hearing the trumpets at Citi Field this year. So
really,
maybe he's ahead of schedule. Maybe it wasn't as bad as initially. You know,
throw out like the first pitch or something.
Yeah, that would be so like, yeah, I mean, that would be Twitter. Right. But that would be pretty stupid.
All-time troll job. Like, he's going to be on the mound, and he just throws out the first pitch from a wheelchair or whatever, and it was I miss that. Wasn't his brother going to do that?
Alexis? Yeah, I don't know.
Not many opportunities in Cincinnati. So,
like, come on.
Twice in May, they can't keep. It's hard to get part-time trumpeters. You need to have a full-time gig here. And they're like, can't pay these guys for a whole month for 2 days.
That's right. That's right. It's a gig economy. You got to Uber when you're not trumpeting. So
that's right. Let's get to it. We got Frank. I know you guys are here for that. This is a good conversation. 30 players are going to be drafted. It's a 15-team, two-round. Buddy Frank Sample. And here's a little tease. We only have a few voicemails, but we've got a parody song. Ooh. And we have a return. Yes, a return of someone that hasn't been around for quite some time. So make sure that you check it out. I have no idea what it's going to be. So check out the voicemails. But we got Frank Stanfield coming up right after this.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Well, looky. Who it is. It's our boy, Frankie Stamps, Frank Stamful, the voice of CBS Fantasy Baseball today. Our dear friend, my dear friend, who I'll be doing another show with in like 4 or 5 hours as we're recording this or the release at the same time. Frankie Stamps, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's going on? Welshie, Bogman, happy to be here. One of my favorite exercises. I think I was on last year for the same exact podcast. Yeah. Ton of fun. Happy to do it. Let's go.
What happened? Yeah. How did this happen? It's completely random how this entire thing happened.
We did not discuss this at all. And I just text Welsh yesterday. I'm like, we got Frank on. Let's do a draft. Let's do like a 2-round draft of who we would take for the rest of the season. And he was like, great idea. I had no idea that we did this with you last year, but I love it. You're the perfect person to have on for this. This is why we thought of it 2 years in a row.
A completely another element to this. If Bogman said all that, none of it registered. I was sitting at the Great Wolf Lodge doing a little preparation. This is how much you guys better love us. Like this is the type of scope of people that we all are. Like I'm sitting there by the wave pool or whatever. And I'm looking at my phone and I'm looking at the sheet. I'm like, what are we going to do? And then whatever Bogman said was gone, was out of my head. And then I look and I'm like, oh, this is a good idea by Bogman. Let's do a draft. I like this idea. Like I had not heard it 8 hours before. And then I was like, this is great. We're going to do that. And we hit up Frank. And then Frank's like, isn't this weird? We did this exact thing last year. So I don't know. It's meant to be. The universe
time
says
is
it's
cyclical.
Meant to be, Frank. It is. Exactly. We've gone full circle and we're back here to draft again.
I just assume that you guys like circled the next 5 years worth of Memorial Days. And you're like, yeah, Frank redraft. We're going to do this every single year.
Ooh, was Copy it Memorial Day paste. Last year too?
That's right. Yeah.
Would it be weird? No, it would be so weird if it was Memorial Day last year.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
2 ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playandmcd.com for full details and amoe.playandmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Year two.
I think it was right around this time.
No.
I think
like, we should look. You know what? I'm going to like slowly as this episode goes on, I'm going to be looking at like our old episodes and I'm going to look for the last time Frank was on doing that. Because if it is weird, it's super weird. But weird. I'm excited to do this because, you know, all of the guest episodes we've had, you know, I've been very like clear debating in nature. And obviously when I'm on CBS with Frank, we are just like.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Bing, bang, boom. We're plowing through players. We're talking where we can. But, you know, the one thing, and I know this is an exercise that we all do at different points in the season, but I do love doing this like 2 months in, is doing a redraft. We're doing a redraft for rest of season that kind of speaks to these players, speaks to the viability. Because I do think there are a couple players. You know who jumps to my mind? This is what I was thinking about when I saw we were going to do this. And I was just kind of going through how this was going to work out. And frankly, also thinking about like where the starting pitchers are going to go and where I might take a few of them was in the conversation I've had in the most recent episodes, Frank, with you and Towers. And we would talk about the SPs. And in the last one, you had said to me, you're like, I'm thinking about moving Spencer Strider to like SP1. And Towers was like, yeah, maybe, da, da, da. And it brought me back to a couple weeks prior when we were still having these conversations about, I don't remember if it was you or Towers, that was kind of like, well, Burns is still like SP2 or 3, and you still got Gerrit Cole here. And it's just making me think about like, when do you take the dive into making extreme changes for rest of season value that is going to not just obviously play into this year, but if you get into like the early mindset of redraft next year, there's only so long that we can continue biting into Sandy Alcantara or Corbin Burns. So I thought this exercise is kind of interesting in that aspect. And I wonder if this is going to even help. This is a good exercise for us to like really contemplate, especially those SP rankings rest of season. Cause I feel like, you know, like I said, you and Towers have, it's been tough going the full dive in of changing these guys' values.
Yeah, I think around Memorial Day, once we get to June, that's when I start making pretty big changes to the rankings. You know, guys like Jose Abreu, who looks like he's just completely washed, is dropping him way down the rankings. But when we're looking at pitchers in particular, it's, all right, we have 2 months worth of data now. Guys like Gerrit Cole and Corbin Burns, K-minus walk rate is really unspectacular so far. It seems like something is a little lost with those two. Sandy Alcantara is a name that you brought up as well. And I think, yeah, this is about the appropriate time to maybe drop those guys down a little bit. And, you know, a little spoiler alert, but the Spencer Striders of the world are rising to the top.
Dude, you guys are going to trip out. Frank Stanfill was on this show June 2nd of 2022.
That's when this is coming out.
This is the day. This is this,
it's
by the way,
happy exact
birthday to my mom.
Same day.
Everyone say happy birthday to my mom, by the way. It's today. It's
June 9th. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ms. Welsh.
I am not joking. I am staring at this right here. June 2nd, 2022, Frank Stanfill was on. Though I am looking, I don't see it being a draft, but you were on.
Might have done the draft at the end of the year. I remember doing a draft with Frank, but I thought it was closer to the end of the year.
It was in September. I see we have a September end of one, but that is wild. The
new shirt idea, Memorial Days are for Frank. That's what we said.
Memorial
Frank.
Days are for Frank. So. I like that. Like the Saturdays for the boys. So yeah. So, I mean, I long diatribe about the whole thing. It's just like, I do the same thing. We've spent months being like, okay, you know, we're not done with this player. We can't quite give up. We're moving these players up. Memorial Day, not only the kind of beginning of the extension of like the next level of baseball, because people give up and people have to make big moves. But this is also the time where the 2 month sample sizes are enough to start making the big moves. So that is what will be interesting when we do this. We're going to jump right into this here in a second. We're going to do 15 teams, but it's really going to be five versions of Frank, five versions of me, and five versions of Bogman. So we'll do it. We're going to do two rounds, and probably the most interesting will be the players when we're all done. Who missed? Who
the
didn't
winner
make
gets
it?
John Powers' role in the next Marvel movie, right? Or whatever his name is.
John Powers.
Is that the guy that plays Kong or whatever? That's gonna get kicked out of the Marvel universe.
That plays Kong?
What's his name? I don't know what's his name
Kong
is
Marvel.
Kong?
Oh,
what's his name?
I'm like, Bogman, King Kong is not part of the Marvel universe.
Is his name King Kong? King. Who plays Jonathan Godzilla Majors. Is what I want to know. God.
I am Jonathan Majors. Please.
Jonathan Majors. I'm sorry. Majors, not Powers. I'm sorry. I'm getting these names mixed up. This is the level of Marvel. I don't know. You know, like I know up to Infinity War. After that, I'm like, nah, I don't know the rest of this.
I don't
stuff.
Think Frank has watched. You haven't watched any of them, have you?
I watched all of the, I guess, original Marvel movies up to Infinity War. I saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy, but anything aside from that, like the new TV shows and Shang-Chi, I haven't watched like any of that stuff yet.
That's good. It's a good one. Dude, like, I'm so tired doing this. People don't even know. Bogman, you broke my brain. I was like, Jonathan Powers and King Kong. I'm like, what's happening? I don't even know what's going on.
We're in the multiverse is what I'm saying. There's five versions of us. Sorry.
There's no reason.
Hardest joke to track in the history of joke.
And there's no reason to say that King Kong doesn't become part of the Marvel universe.
Yeah, it's multiverse.
Always a possibility. Okay, so let's get into this. Let's figure out how this is going to go. We're going to go Roto. We're going to treat this like Roto because it's 15 teams. I do think I have to give this, and let's do this. Let's say it's weekly, just in case, because we know the player that qualifies into the weekly head-to-head. Let's just call it weekly. Let's call it Roto. This is rest of season. These are going to be our values, and we are going to give the first pick to Frank. So Frank is going to have his Frank teams, Frank 1, Frank. And if you would like, you can give yourself different multiverse versions of yourself on each one. We can do that. It can be like, Doctor Strange, Frank.
I want one Powers and one Major.
Bogman's going to have Bogman Kong and 100%. So you designate which person you are on the teams, and we'll essentially go 30 players total in deep for rest of season. So, Mr. Frank Sample, you have the very first pick in our 15 team Roto rest of season draft. Kind of think this might be easy.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys giving me the slam dunk here. First overall, rest of season, it's Ronald Acuna, who is just having a ridiculous season so far. 11 homers, 23 steals. The guy is on pace for a 30-60 season. Not sure that he'll quite live up to those numbers, but either way, he's been amazing. Prime of his career, 25 years old. The strikeout rate is way down. He's basically cut it in half, a career best 13% for him. And he is crushing the ball, 95 mile per hour average exit velocity. He's 100th percentile in ex-WOBA, ex-BA, ex-slug, an amazing lineup, one of the best in baseball that he's leading off for. Yeah, I think this is the obvious slam dunk pick.
Yeah, I think I couldn't be any easier. I'm so here for this. Ronald Acuna, interestingly enough, looking at, I got a couple different things up. I've got like rest of season projections, and I've got full season projections. I've got full season production, 11 homers, 23 stolen bases. The Bat X's rest of season projections, 24 homers. Is it? I'm almost baffled by this. Yeah, I guess this is still rest of season. 24 homers, 29 stolen bases, which that would put
him at. That's a good season.
35. What the hell would that put him at? 35 and over 50 stolen bases. That'll be a 35. Have we ever had a 30-50 season? I don't think we have.
I know we've never had a 40-50 because one of our buddies and I got into an argument about that the other day because I thought we had, and never happened.
We've gone down this road.
He could definitely do that.
40-40 guys. Isn't it Canseco? Is he it?
A-Rod and Bonds.
Are those the three?
That was
the
three. Griffey didn't get it?
Well, maybe Griffey was the
fourth. I feel like Griffey had a 30. Hold on, Griffey Jr. stats. Let's look at that because I know the Canseco. You're right about Bonds, and
Griffey didn't do it.
Yeah, let's see. Actually, Griffey never had more than 25 stolen bases in a season. That's crazy. And did you know this? What's that?
It's a little surprising, actually.
You want to know another crazy stat? Griffey played until 2010. Ken Griffey Jr. This is almost an unbelievable stat, actually. Ken Griffey Jr. Oh, never mind. Well, it's a little bit different. But he never had double-digit stolen bases from 2000 on, and he had a combined, trying to do the math here, 17 stolen bases from 2000 to 2010. That's combined.
Soriano.
Ken Griffey is.
There are four guys. Soriano was the fourth guy.
Alphonse. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, but based on rest of season projections, Ronald Acuna is going to be one of those guys. 30-50 at least. He's going to set a new one with the possibility, because they're projecting that 35 homers, which is like crazy. He has 11 right now, and the rest of season is 24. And I think it's easy. He's the easy guy here. So It's a great pick. It's a slam dunk. It gets harder from here. Bogman, you got the second pick. Who say you?
Give me Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge has 18 homers and 165 at bat so far. He's hitting over 300 again. Stolen bases probably aren't there anymore, but Judge is starting to hit that groove and crush it. Weather's warming up. Ball's going to travel a little further. And just in barrels per plate appearance, he's leading by a wide margin. He's at 16.6%. The next highest is 13.9 at Jake Berger, then Matt Chapman at 13.2, and then Pete Alonso down to 12. So Judge is keeping up his dominance, even though he's already been banged up a little bit this year. He looks fully healthy and ready to rock. So he's my first pick here, number two overall.
I had a couple guys kind of in this range, two in particular. Judge was kind of the guy I kind of thought I was going to go. And Frank, as our resident Yankee fan, this tracks. I mean, Judge is back up on the homers. I actually would tell you it's kind of wild where he's at currently based on the projections. He's going to fall just short of 50. Oh, it's a down season. Just short of 50 based on rest of season projections. He's projected for the most from now on homers. 31 homers, but this tracks as a top three or four overall player. Do you think he's a slam dunk number two?
That's what I had as my number two player as well. I actually would take the over on 50 home runs by the end of the season. I know they've done some stat comparisons too between his first, whatever it is, 40 or 45 games from last year to this season. He's actually been better this year than his historic season last year. I know crazy. Obviously he had a crazy August and September, and you know, there's no way to know that he's going to do that. But yeah, he's been awesome since returning from the IL. And we always know that he hits the ball hard. It's a career best, career high 97.3 average exit velocity. It's just stupid stuff.
That's average. 97.3 is average.
Wild.
Crazy. All right. Well, I think things are going to get, after my pick, I think it's going to open up here. I kind of think this is a slam dunk, and it wasn't so much for the first 2 weeks, but he is the number one second. Well, I keep wanting to say second half, June 1st on from here on out, projected player, according to the Bat X. I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. Fernando Tatis didn't put up monster stats since he's gotten back, but it's been good enough. The batting average has been down at 240, but he has 9 homers in 35 games. 5 stolen bases. His batting, strikeout rate has actually gone down. It's down into the 20 percentile. XBA is way in favor of him improving. His XBA is in line with the 2021 season, within 0.06 of it. He was a 279 XBA that year. He's hitting 240, but a 273 XBA. His expected slug is over 500 as well. The hard hit is a little bit down. And the barreling is down from usual, but on the second half projections or the rest of the season projections, 29 homers, 23 stolen bases. So that would put him just shy of 40 homers, and it would put him over 30. So that would be it's a 30-30 season that's still in play for him with maybe a 40-30. So we're now looking at, this is, I just want for perspective, a, what was that? 30-50 guy going one, a 50 homer guy going two, and then a 40-30 guy, or at least a 35-30, a 30-30 guy going three. That's what we're looking
at. That sounds correct. Yeah.
The ball's bouncing a little bit more. Those are where we're sitting at. So that's going to be my pick. And I think we'll agree, like, that's the three. Did anybody feel, you don't have to name the guy, but did anybody feel strongly there's someone that should have maybe jumped into that top three?
Not for me. Those are exactly the three I have written down.
Yeah,
as top three.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is exact same here. So now this is, I think, going to open up here and get a little bit wild. So Frank version two, did you have it? That was just Frank. Is this one stamps maybe, or Stamful, or what do you want your next version to be? You could just be Frank two if you want, but
yeah, stamps. I think that's fine. I'm kind of wondering if I should talk in a different voice, like a higher pitch, like, yeah, this is what I'm going to take next.
I feel like stamps, but
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Stamps might be a high-pitch guy.
Stamps to Mr. That Bill. Name.
Stamps, but yeah, exactly, Mr. Bill. All right, Stamps is up for the fourth overall pick.
Yeah, I think it opens up here. I think it's pretty, comes down to preference here. And I'm going to go with Freddie Freeman, actually. The knock on Freddie Freeman the past couple of years has been, oh, well, he doesn't contribute that many steals. I think he had a career high 13 last year. And we're like, he's probably not going to repeat that. He has 8 steals 2 months into the season. He has 10 homers. He is batting .346. He is coming off a ridiculous month of May where he hit .400 with 6 homers, 17 doubles in a month. This is crazy. And 1184 OPS, nearly an RBI per game, 26 RBI in 28 games. And, I thought that Dodger lineup would take a step back this year. They really haven't. Like, Mookie Betts has basically been Mookie Betts. JD Martinez has been great since returning from the IL. Max Muncy is putting up the home run. So the counting stats are going to be there for Freddie Freeman. He's going to, come close to leading the league in batting average. And now he's on pace for nearly 30-25. I take the under on the 25 steals, but can he get to 20? 30-20 with like a 330, 340 batting average? Yeah, I think that's a top 5 player rest of season, but I think there are arguments to be made for other players as well. I think it's really, really close.
Okay, I like that one. I like Freddie Freeman in there. That's a big move up, and I think when I was looking, he's the top war guy too from the first 2 months, the first third of the season. He was that top guy. He's looked phenomenal. And we were just talking about this, weren't we, Boggs? Weren't we just talking about this in like first baseman? Yeah, I think I was on Fantasy Pros. I was doing this whole thing about Yandy Diaz and how like Freddie Freeman is his own world. But like, I think things start to open up when you look at Yandy even versus some of the other guys. And it was like, he's got more, whatever it was, homers than Goldie, more runs than Matt Olson, better batting average than this, that, and the other thing. Like Freddie Freeman, you don't want to go nuts about Yandy, but like, you can put Yandy in that territory after Freddie Freeman. So, all right, Boggs, you are up with number 5. Second Bogman version, second suitor. I don't know what this Bogman is. Yeah, this is
Boggs. Bogman first, Boggs second.
Oh, this is just Boggs. Oh.
Yeah. See, this to me is where it gets tough. It's kind of, do you want to take someone that's not performing well, but you liked earlier in the season, like Trey Turner, or do you want to take someone that's performing well? I'm just going to take Shohei here, even in a weekly league. I think this is, you're getting the best of both worlds. You can put him in as a starter. You can put him in as a hitter. He hit 2 bombs yesterday off Lance Lynn. Guy has been outstanding regardless of where he is on the field. He's a value as a hitter. He's a value as a pitcher. So it doesn't really matter. I'm still going to take Shohei.